98.5 The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Bruce Cassidy is the head coach of the Boston Bruins. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Bruce Cassidy, hello, sir.
Gentlemen, how are you?
We are well. I just want to be the first to congratulate you. ESPN.com gave your trade with the Sabres an A-minus for you. Not quite an A, but not a B. An
well, let's
A-.
Turn into an A, A then. Let's, there you go.
All right. So he is Taylor Hall. Obviously, first of all, congratulations, because I've been saying this, whether you're on the air or not. I mean, you did everything that you wanted to do. You got a scorer, you got a left shot defenseman, and you got some depth, depth forward. So, I mean, that's nice to see. You didn't have to give up a whole ton. Taylor Hall talked about wanting to be a Bruin, and you know, how long have you guys had your eye on him, and how much did him wanting to come to Boston, how much of that was a factor in him coming to Boston?
Well, I mean, obviously Donnie did a great job. You know, it's a lot of work, legwork, a lot of different names come up over the deadline, so good for him to, you know, identify our you know, areas and get it done. And I guess we lose Bjorky, who's a great kid. You know, he's worked hard to be a Bruin, and, you know, unfortunately we had other guys ahead of him at the end of the day, and so he moves on, but we wish him well. But with Taylor, I think it started this summer. There was some communication. Again, that's Donnie's area. I don't know how far it went, what the, you know, sort of stumbling blocks were to get it done. At the end of the day, he signed in Buffalo, but had a no-move clause in his contract. So he that allows you to control some of the process, right, of which teams you want to go to. So obviously it's great that he wanted to be a Bruin. Obviously, you know, speaks to the organization and the leadership in the room here. So, you know, but he hasn't been on the ice yet. So let's see how it plays out. But that's where I think his mind was at. Only he can answer how much he wanted to be a Bruin. But he did want to come here. And we're happy to have him, and, you know, we need that element. And he's a guy that I think everyone knows can score some goals, make some plays. We just got to get him up to speed here in a hurry.
Where is he going to play?
Where is he in playing?
Yeah. Where are you putting him in tonight? Give us the lineup tonight. What are the lines?
He's going to play left wing and left D.
Okay, good. Well, you need him. You need him to. I tell you, you got guys playing defense I've never heard of.
Now, who do you have available?
And I follow the team. All right, no, but seriously.
No, he's going to play with Krejci. Okay. And then on the right side, you know, we've had Pasta down there. We'll probably put Pasta back with Bergie and Marsh, and Smith or DeBrusk will be his right winger. That's the one area that, you know, we'll see what the best fit is. But right now it'll be Smith and Hall and Krejci in the middle. We're trying to develop chemistry for Krejci and Hall. You know, Bergie and Marsh have always stayed together. We've moved Pasta around. So that's first and foremost. He'll start with Krejci. Hopefully they develop chemistry, and then the right side will sort of sort itself out. That's where we're a little bit. Someone has to move to the right eventually, whether it's DeBrusk or Richie that shoots left, that are custom playing to left wing, but we'll sort through that later, and that'll be on the third line. So,
how do you approach a player like Taylor who hasn't had the best season, but you know he has the raw talent to be effective? Like, how do you introduce a guy like that into the team?
Well, I talked to him yesterday on the phone, and obviously I've never coached him. I think the one thing we have that he's missed in other places, no disrespect, is a sort of that winning environment. So I think the message to him is, listen, go out there, do what you do best, but you don't have to carry the Bruins on your back every night. You know, we have guys that that you're even going to play behind Marshy, so you're not even seeing that top pair D every night. You know, we have good team structure. You know, we don't rely on our goaltender to go out and flat out win us games. Yes, he needs to be good like every other team, but so just play, do what you do best, attack with the puck, compete on pucks, and you know, bring your game. So hopefully he, as he goes along here, he recognizes that you know, the game doesn't rely on, the outcome doesn't rely on him, whether he's had a great night, you know, or an average night. Just play. And yes, he's a good enough player that he's going to have really good nights. And other nights where maybe the puck's not bouncing his way or not, then have a solid game, a B game. So I talk about A and B games with our players a lot. You're not going to be at your A game every night. It just doesn't happen for 82 times a year. But contribute. Help the team win. Some nights we might need a little extra scoring out of you. Other nights it might just be, hey, you know, make your plays, and maybe Marshy's line is the one dominating that light. So that's kind of the message to, you know, just like I said, don't put too much pressure on yourself. And then slowly as you get acclimated, hopefully hopefully, you know, it goes a little better for him each and every shift over the boards with Kretch and you know, enjoy the winning if, you know, you can help us do that.
All right, when Hall's on his A game, what does he bring to you? I mean, you see a kid, it was the number one pick, you see a kid that won a Hart Trophy, and then you've seen a kid that's only had two goals this season. What does he bring to the ice when he's on?
Well, his attack mentality. He can back defensemen off. He can beat them one-on-one with his speed and his skill. He's got a great wrist shot, you know, more than, you know, like Pasta has the one-timer. Marshy's more of a wrist shot guy. So I'd put him more in that Marshy category where he's a really good one-on-one player. Can really fly in off the wing. Once he gets separation, you're not catching him. And he can finish. You know, he doesn't need four or five chances. Now, having said that, this year seems to be one of those years where that's happening, where they're not going in as much. So is that, you know, a player that having a tough year, or is that just as you know, get a little bit older, they don't go in as much? I don't know. I can't answer that because, you know, he wasn't with us all year. So what we're hoping, obviously, is his numbers kind of go back to where they're historically been, the shooting percentages and his ability to finish, and maybe playing against the second pair D, because don't forget, everywhere he's been, he's always, you know, circled on the other team's locker room. Hey, we got to shut this guy down. So now he's got, like I said, Marshy, another left winger that teams are focusing on. So that might make it a little bit easier matchup-wise for him. So we'll see how it plays out. But that's what he brings. He's a pretty dynamic player, that can separate in a hurry and score goals without needing a lot of, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth opportunities.
Well, Bruce, I know that probably the number one thing that you're hoping for is just health right now. I mean, it's like a hospital ward out there. Fred said it best. I mean, some of these guys who you had on defense, I didn't even know who they were. And I guess none more important than Tuukka Rask right now. What's the status on Tuukka?
Yeah, Tuukka's practicing. We got him targeted for Thursday. We were not sure this week. We have four games this week, back to back Thursday, Friday. So we're hoping to get him in. You know, it might have been tonight and Friday, so to speak, or tonight and Thursday. But it looks like it's going to be Thursday, Sunday for him. And that's good news for us. You know, they've taken their time a little bit with this one. We didn't want a reoccurrence of what happened last time where he came back too quick. So, you know, Swayman's going to start first tonight, who's been solid for us. And, you know, our D, I give him credit. You know, there's a lot of young kids getting thrown in tough situations. Obviously, the game on Sunday, nobody played, you know, to their A game, you know, or their B game for a lot of us, for that matter. I think fatigue finally caught up to us and played against a very strong team. But they've done a pretty good job hanging in there and trying to, you know, help us win. So, you know, Kevin Miller's back in tonight. He helps. McAvoy's close, probably a game-time decision. So we're getting a few more guys in the lineup back there that have been in the league a little longer that can help, you know, calm things down when they start getting away from us.
So regarding Tuukka, there was an article that came out in The Athletic, and Flutishin Zawa, obviously, is a good writer. He had spoken to somebody who he said was an NHL source, and he was talking about Tuukka Rask and not only him being out, but the dependability. There was a question about how dependable he was, and the quote that he got from the source was, quote, 4 years something's happened with Tuukka down the stretch, noted an NHL source referring to Rask's 2019-20 exit from the bubble, last game illness in 2015-16, and game six performance in the 2013 Stanley Cup final. Gone to blank every time. Is that a fair assessment of Tuukka Rask in your mind?
I don't think so. You know, Tuukka had a personal issue last year. We backed him up 100%. You know, it was an unfortunate timing for the Bruins, but family comes first. So we moved on from that in a hurry. You know, the previous year, he went to game seven of the Stanley Cup Finals and arguably our best player throughout the playoffs. So tough to knock him that particular year. I mean, game seven, going back, I thought we were the better team early in the game. We just didn't finish. They did. Give them credit. They were able to win the biggest game of the year. We weren't quite there, but it certainly wasn't on Tuukka. And then going back, I think there was something to do with the Ottawa game. I wasn't here then, so I can't speak to why he didn't play that game. So I disagree with that. I mean, Tuukka has had a few injuries and obviously a couple of setbacks where he wasn't able to play, but I don't think it's something that psychologically is going on in his head where he's planning out ahead of time, hey, I'm going to kind of screw my teammates here. It's just the way it's worked a little bit. And this injury, again, it's tough to – guys get hurt. You know, he came back a little too soon. Is that his fault? Is that the medical team's fault? Is that bad luck? I don't know. But at the end of the day, we want to get him right for the stretch here because I think every team would tell you need your number one goalie. And, you know, that same source might have to look around the league, and I don't know who that is. and realize that, you know, every team is looking for that steady number one goalie. And when Tuukka's on, he's that guy. So I just think it's that position and this town, right? It's one of those positions that gets debated a lot. That source could be half of Boston, right? So, you know, who knows?
It was Rich. It was Rich.
Well, there you go.
Now, it was him just cleverly disguising his Tuukka hate.
Yeah.
But how many years off your life has Tuukka Rask taken? I mean, to have to deal with goaltenders is really...
Right, so that's a different question, right?
Yeah. You know? I mean, it's hard enough as a fan. I can only imagine my job depended on it.
Well,
I mean,
love how Swayman had to brag that he's prides himself on not being a weird goalie, as if he's like one of the few.
So I know you got to go, but I wanted to ask you about Swayman. Is, you know, we had Raycroft on yesterday. He's talking about how these kids now coming up have all psychological coaches and all this stuff. Is there a maturity to Swayman that you see that's uncommon from a kid his age?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I think he's a little more calm in his approach. Doesn't seem to let things phase him. It's early here. You know, he's only been here, you know, a few weeks, you know, with this type of season, back and forth with Providence, trying to get him some starts there. Obviously, the injuries here, Yarrow on Halak on the COVID protocol, it kind of forced him in, and he's done a great job for us. And so did Vladar. I mean, he had a tough night the other night, but as I said, I wouldn't put that all on him. But they've done well for us, so it's good to know we have some depth there. But he does seem to have a little bit more of a normal sort of way about him. But I put Tuukka in that category too. I think Tuukka's a pretty, you know, kind of, you know, personable guy that doesn't seem to have a lot of superstitions, and so
he's the anti-DeBrusque. Because DeBrusque has been on the air with us talking about how he's cycled through sticks and haircuts and
cuts his hair,
different trips to the rink.
Yeah,
he's routes.
Changing his driving habits. So you're saying Tuukka DeBrusque is filling in for Tuukka in that regard?
Yeah, he might be our left, you know, our you know, goalie dressed up as a left wing.
All right,
for Jake, and I'll stick to that route you're driving. But I find that hockey's hit or miss that way. There are a lot of superstitious guys. You know, what skate they tie first, or they tape their shin pads with, you know, certain color tape one day, or their sticks or whatever they do, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, you got to go out and perform, right? So, and I think Tuukka's been good at it, and I think this Swayman's going to be good at it. He's a battler. He's a kid that works hard at his game, and hopefully doesn't go down that road where these outside things sort of bother him. But we'll see. We'll see.
All right. Well, Bruce Cassidy, thanks so much for the time. I know you got to get to practice or whatever the hell goes
morning
on at
skate.
This time.
Doing a little video, watching Buffalo here, and on the ice at 11, ready to go.
Well, you better rack up that video on Buffalo. They're quite an opponent. But
Taylor Hall revenge game.
Yeah, finally, you get to. Yeah, I was saying at least Taylor Hall now gets to play against Buffalo. So I mean, it has to help his game at least some. But Bruce Cassidy, thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Always good.
All right, appreciate it. There you go, Bruce Cassidy.
All right, so some news.
Yes.
Rask, they're targeting Thursday for Rask. Charlie McAvoy, game time decision.
And
Hall's going to skate with Krejci.
Swayman tonight. I believe, also in there. And that Taylor Hall will be on the same line. It's looking like right now with Craig Smith, and David Krejci, and then the perfection line.
Back together.
Well, no,
together.
It could be Craig Smith or DeBrusque. He's not committed.
It's one or the two.
Pasta back up with Marchand and Bergeron.
Yeah, so there you go. Bruce Cassidy letting the information out 2 hours early.
Mm-hmm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.